Perek Zayin Mishnah Dal. The next few Mishnahs are going to talk about things that are Asur Ba'anah and how do you dispose of such items. Ve'elohi Nanak Barman, these are the things that are buried. So these are things that are Asur Ba'anah. They don't have to be burnt, but they do have to be buried to make sure that they are not used for benefit. Kachim She'epilu, if an animal that was Hegdish and it miscarried. So the miscarriage, Yukavru, has to be buried. So the fetus that was miscarried has to be buried. Hipila shilya, what about if it miscarried the afterbirth? That also tikaver, that also has to be buried. Shur haniskal, a shur that was stone for either killing or for other things that are done to a shur that it deserves skila. After it's stoned, it has to be buried. It's asur b'anah. Vegla rufa, and the calf that was used in the egla rufa ceremony. So after it is decapitated, you have to bury it because it's asur b'anah. Tzipori mitzaira, the birds that were brought to the mitzaira, after one of them is shechted, it is asur b'anah. Machlek is whether the isur hana applies just to the shechted bird, but not to the one that's sent away, or applies to both birds. Sa'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir after he cuts it off during the ceremony, is asur b'anah. Petach hamar, if you do not redeem the chamar and then you have to decapitate it, after you do that, it is also asur b'anah. Basar b'chalav, as we all know, basar b'chalav, mixture of milk and meat, is asur b'anah. V'chulin shenishchatu b'azara, and chulin, something that's not a hegdish, that is shechted in the azara, also is asur b'anah, and it has to be buried. V'chulin shenishchatu b'azara, yisarfu. V'chulin says that chulin that shechted in the azara actually has to be burnt. Why? Because kachim, as we know, that becomes unfit, we know that they're burnt. Right, so after, for example, things that last longer than the zman are burnt. So since someone will see this chulin that was shechted in the azara, and they'll see that you're not burning it, that you're just burying it, they may think that things that are kachim that you have to burn, you could also just bury and not burn it. So as the gzeira, Rav Shimon says you have to burn even chulin that was shechted in the azara, and also v'chein chayish nishchutu bazar, even a wild animal. So for example, things that don't that clearly are not kachim. That are not eligible to be a carbon. So, for example, a lion or a tiger or a bear, anything that's a chaya, things like that, even though no one would mistake that as carbon, still the gzera applies to those as well. If those are shechted in azara, they have to be burnt. The chachamim will disagree and say those only have to be buried. Perek Zayin Mishnah Hei. Ve'elohin anasrafim, and what are the things that have to be burnt and are not, and burial does not suffice? Chametz bePesach Yisarif. As we know, the halach is chametz on Pesach has to be burnt, and burial does not suffice. Truma tamei, a truma that becomes tamei, arla, or things that are arla, v'klai karam, or mixtures of the vineyard, where you have an isra of kalayim. Those are things that you have to burn. So what's the rule? Eshadarke lissarev Yisarif. Things that are normally burnt, you have to burn them. Eshadarke likover, you cover things that are normally buried, you would have to bury them. So that's the sort of rule of thumb in the Mishnah. And a kohen who has, and this is obviously not regular, a bread or oil of truma. It means if he has bread and oil of truma that became tameh, the kohen is allowed to use that to fuel the burning for things that have to be burnt. So those things that we mentioned before, he can use those, he can use bread or oil of truma that became tameh, he can use that to fuel whatever he requires to burn. And this is even though you would have thought that that's considered to derive a benefit out of it, when it comes to truma that's tameh, it's different than he can actually use it to fuel a fire. However, the other things can't be used to fuel the fire for the person.